Coach, you had opportunities late. You had four chances at the rim, and you just weren't able to convert late to be able to get the lead there in the final seconds.
We were there, Tim, and when you're that close, you're not that far away. Sounds a little bit like a broken record that competing is good and our kids play hard. I thought they played hard tonight, but we really need to jump a hurdle here one of these times. These are the games that are going to help us down the road, but it's a tough one to swallow. I mean, it's pretty quiet locker room. Everybody will remember the last 3 minutes, but go back to the first quarter, and you know, we had a couple turnovers that were very harmful then. We overcame them, but if we would have did things early on, we probably maybe wouldn't have put ourselves in that position. But our kids continue to fight, and I'm proud of them from that standpoint.
Well, and Matt Pyle makes things a real difficult, being a 6'7" guy around the hoop, but You decided you had a number of opportunities. You attacked the rim, and sometimes you were successful, and sometimes still got bailed out by a foul or were unsuccessful. But what does that say about your team that you had that aggressive mentality?
Well, we have some fearless players. I thought Dayton McGrady was fearless going in there. Caden Walters was fearless going in there. I thought Bryce did a time or two. He needs to get him a secondary move to go with his left shoulder jump hook. But and the big kid's good. I mean, there's a reason why he sits behind WSU benches on home games. I mean, the kid's he's a prospect. He's just a junior. And to watch that kid blossom from playing JV two years ago to last year as a kind of a lost little sophomore to where he is today, you know, he's gonna pay for his college education through basketball. And, you know, he altered a lot of shots, too.